From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Storms that swept across California this year may have created conditions for plant pathogens that haven't been seen for decades. Florent Truias, a plant pathologist at UC Davis, says he's getting more calls from growers and farm advisors concerned about potential crop damage. Recent tests in one orchard showed the presence of a pathogen that can affect almond crops, but is rarely seen in California. Researchers are working to diagnose fruit and nut crop ailments. The National Milk Producers Federation strongly opposes legislation introduced in Congress that would increase U.S. vulnerability to infant formula supply disruptions. The bill would increase U.S. reliance on imported formula and formula inputs. It would also unilaterally and permanently remove tariffs and tariff rate quotas on infant formula, resulting in lost jobs and foreign dependence. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow is pleased the Senate passed the bipartisan bill to avoid a debt default, calling it critical for our economy and families. She says she's pleased the agreement protects the important steps taken over the last 2 years to rebuild America, bring jobs home, lower health care costs, and tackle the climate crisis. Stabenow says she intends to produce a bipartisan farm bill that protects critical nutrition and food assistance programs for all Americans.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.